You shall appoint shoftim. You shall appoint judges and police force. You shall put b'chol shirecha on all your gates. Asher Hashem lekecha neitzan lecha l'Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you. The parsha begins with a mitzvah of appointing shoftim and shoftrim. So it's well known that the chidor brings down Shem Rav Chaim Vital that shoftim, parsha shoftim, is always the parasha that introduces us to Chodesh Elul, and this is actually a remez. This parasha is a remez of how we should be acting. Shoftim v'shoftrim. One should create a system where there are judges and there are police. Titin l'chol b'chol sharecho, and every one of our sha'orim, brought down Hashem Mishmol as well. Sha'orim, obviously, the sensory, the speech, the hearing, the smelling. Yeah, at b'chol sharecho, all your different gates, you should put shoftim v'shoftrim. What's pshat shoftim v'shoftrim? Shoftim are those people who identify through logic how things should be identified, what's correct and what's incorrect. And shoftim are those people who enforce what the shoftim, in fact, created through their logic. In other words, it's very often a person believes in a world, in a secular world, even though coming to realize that it's not necessarily just the act of a person does something or does not do something is what's important. One is very, very strongly influenced by what one sees from the outside. It's very strongly influenced by what one hears from the outside. Children who are exposed to violent video games become more violent. Adults who are exposed to illicit behavior are more likely to behave immorally. So shoftim, the shoftim titin l'chol b'chol sharecho, there's a chiyuv today to enforce a system where we have shoftim and shoftrim. We have to ensure that we're looking and listening and smelling and feeling all the right things. B'chol sharecho. We have to identify those are the right thing. And once we have decided that, nothing should be able to faith us as Sfas Emes with shoftrim. Shoftrim don't decide after that. Shoftrim just follow orders. The body has to decide what is right and has to follow it through until the end. B'chol sharecho. Today, another someone here from Muppet Shemesh, another marriage fell apart because of a very, very unfortunate internet addiction, right? And if he would have been shaita, b'chol sharecho, he would be in a very different position today. But the Meporshim explained further, and they sat in mishpot, to not perverse judgment. Do not recognize somebody. What's Peshat there? If you want to work this through, it's a fascinating. I tried today, I just didn't have the time. Hashem Mishmol says that there are six different lavim over here. One is referring to each one of the Shmir, the Re'ia, the five different sensory senses that one has. No, he says each smell taste is referring to each one of these psukim over here. He brings one of them and he says, work it out yourself. I haven't been able to do so. If you work it through. I mean, where's taste got to do with lesatim mishra lesakir ponim? But he said each one of the lavim is referring to one of those in your name ayin shom. But what it is important is lesatim mishpot is the idea of not a person who has decided to deliberately make a person who is innocent guilty and guilty innocent. That's a gavlan, or that's an idiot. Yeah, leisatim mishpat is a person who does not look carefully enough in the situation and able to identify clearly what should be done. He doesn't look the way it should be looked into, and that is a koyach of the yetzer hara. The yetzer hara is able to. He has an enormous ability. It's almost like the Israeli government, that basically all they have is the media and the courts. That's all they have. Everything else is actually quite pretty good. It's the media and the courts who are unfortunately completely corrupt, or perhaps could be completely corrupt. Okay, yeah, have to be very careful here. Or sometimes completely corrupt, and they were and historically completely corrupt. Now they're completely different. But anyway, I don't want to be okay. But the idea is it's all bluff. He says leisatim mishpat leisakir ponim is the idea of when you have an oni and an oshi who come in front of you. The Gemara says you're not allowed to recognize the oni, you're not allowed to recognize the oshi and give him more kavod. The Oni and the Oshir are very much the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer HaTov is an Oni. He's very poor. What can he come up with? I'm telling you, the Oshir Lovoi, when Mashiach comes, when you're in Olam Haba, you'll be happy with it. That's paying in Let's claim credit. Who's the Oshir? The Oshir is the Yetzer Hara. He comes on and he pays straight away. I'm telling you right now, pull out my wallet, you'll enjoy it. Right now, you do this Aveira, you get the pleasure straight away. The Yetzer Hara says, no, stop. What about the Oshir Lover? What about Nitzchias? That's Leisaket upon him. You're not allowed to, in any way, enforce the ability of the Yetzer Hara, of the Oshir, over the Yetzer Hara. Because the shoychad that he gives, says apostle, because the shoychad that he gives is able to completely twist a person's logic. I just spoke to a Talmud who was away in the States, and unfortunately he himself is an unbelievable young man. He married a very, very special young lady, a beautiful family, and his family are so twisted. I mean, he has a brother who married a shiksa, and his parents have more pleasure By them, who, you know, and Goyish grandchildren, but these people are much more liberal. These people are less fundamentalist. This person really is not a fundamentalist. And you know, deny your kids to this, deny your kids to that. Never. The shoychad has got in, it's completely blinding them. Yeah? Kesheychad, ge'ave in a chachomin, it's not a different tzaddikin, it blinds you. Tzedek tirdoif, says a parasha. Tzedek, identify what you're doing again and again. And if you don't know, then go along and ask other people. And with doing that, you'll be Yerush Oylem Azen Oylem Abom. That is, according to the Chiddur, the way of understanding this parasha. But there are many, many beautiful, beautiful insights that I saw, one from Reb Neventhal. Reb Neventhal says that there's a machlekes in the Gemara whether you're Doyerish Smuchin. The fact that you have two parashas on next to each other, does that make a difference? Does that influence the halacha? Does it influence the way we spoke according to Derech HaMusa? And there's a machlekes tanoim about that. The Gemara says, though, Rabbi Yehuda holds, who is not Doyerish Smuchin in the Torah, he is Doyerish Smuchin when it comes to parash in Sefer Devarim. In other words, every parash in Sefer Devarim, every mitzvah, the fact that it has one before the other, one has to learn something from it. So he asks, the end of Parshas Re'eh finishes off with a mitzvah of Alila Regel. Sholei Shugolim Vashoni Yerokos Vachuruchos B'nei Hashem Alekacho, the idea of Alila Regel going up to the Beis Midrash three times a year. Ishkemat Nas Yodo, you bring along your gifts. And then the next parasha talks about Shoiftim V'Shoitrin Titim Achol B'chol Sherecho. You've got to create a system of Shoiftim V'Shoitrin. What is the connection between Alila Regel and the beginning of this week's parasha? So he brings the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchus Yom Tov, in Perek Vav, he brings a chiyuv of during Yom Tovim to make sure that there is a peace force, there is a tzniyus force. Again, there is a very well managed system that separates men and women, that there should be no illicit mixing. And he said in the times of the Alila Regel, they'd create a system where they made sure that people do not hang around together in a pardesim and hang around in these different places, and made sure there was no any kind of mixing. There was a special police force to make sure that nothing happened then. Where's the Makor to the Rambam? The Makor to the Rambam is the Gemara in Kedushin, where the Gemara says in Kedushin, Sakva Deshotha Rigla, that the weak point of the whole year is the time of the Regel, the time of Yom Tovim. So Neventhal asks, he doesn't understand this. He says, here we are, people who left their homes behind, left their businesses behind, went up to the Beis HaMikdosh. Says Rashi, what's special about Yom Tovim? Says Rashi, Sheish kibbutzos anoshim v'noshim, there's groups of men and women, Sheboin nishmoyim hadrosha, they have come to hear the drosha. Wow! V'noisim zeh mzeh, and then they start hanging out one with the other. If you're dealing with people who've gone up to Yerushalayim in a Beis Hamikdash, with all the influence of the Beis Hamikdash, with leaving everything behind, coming to a drosha, and that is where the Yetzer Hara is waiting for you. In the drosha, in Alila Regel, in the Beis Hamikdash, there he is. And that's why they needed to make sure Shoftim v'Shoitrim. Says of Neventhal, that's the Smichas HaParshis, that the Alila Regel, the three times a year, the holiest times of the year, that is where you've got to make even more Shoftim v'Shoitrim. That's where you've got to make even more, making sure that people don't mix. Which gives us an enormous understanding of who we're fighting against, the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is not somebody who allows you to hang around in the places where places, and he stays out. In the holiest places of the holiest times, the Yitzhar Hara is right there to make sure he gets you there. There's a Gemara in Brach in Megillah, the Flamad Aleph, it talks about all the various different kriyas. When does it do kriyas at Torah? On this Yom Tov, when on that Yom Tov, and it brings down, the Gemara brings down that on the Mincha of Yom Kippur, we do Parshas Arayis. Read the parasha, all different arrows which are awesome. Okay, so this is prime time TV. I mean, Lahavdil. You know, this is mamish. We have the attention. People who haven't come to shul the whole year, and shul now for Yom Kippur. We've got beautiful parashas. We talk about Haftarah, Kamecha. Talk about arrows. Says it Tosis in a Megillah, because women now are dressed in the Ezes Noshim, and it can bring to some kind of immorality, and therefore we go to the parasha of arrows to make sure that on Yom Kippur, on Mincha and Yom Kippur, that nobody misbehaves. That's how far the Yitzhar Hara is. No time and no place is exempt from the ability of the Yitzhar Hara to get in. It's an amazing message. The Masses Smirchus Parashus between Sholish Bodman Bashana of Lila Regal to Shaitin Meshaitrin. We're never exempt from the Yitzhar Hara. And in fact, nobody is exempt from the Yitzhar Hara. Nobody can get out of his clutches. There's a very, very interesting posuk which talks about the mitzvah or a loud machlekus, whether there's a inyan to have a melech on klal yisrael kisavo el aoretz perik yudzayin pasuk yudalet tesvav soim tosim alecha melech, you can put melech there, you can make a king, but there are various conditions. One of the conditions is rak leyarba leisusim, you shouldn't have too many horses. Next pasuk veleyarba leinoshim, you may not marry too many wives. And also, the kesev azov leyar b'lei ma'od. You may not have too much gold and silver. So the Gemara brings down the Shlomo HaMelech looked at this parasha, and he said, "Now this does not apply to me. This does not apply to me. Leyar b'lei noshim does not apply to me. Leyar b'lei noshim means more than 18, by the way. Yeah." And he said, "Doesn't apply to me." And as the Shlomo HaMelech married 1,000 wives, and he said, "Doesn't apply to me." So the Medrash brings down, the Medrash Rabbah brings down, that the Yud of LeYarveh LeNoshim, the Yud of Yarveh, came and cried to the Rebbein Shleilom. And said, Rebbein Shleilom, Goli V'yadua, it is known that not one letter of the Torah ever gets forgotten, or ever gets pushed aside, there's no longer relevant. And look what Shlomo HaMelech did. The prophet said LeYarveh LeNoshim, and he got married to all these women. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm telling you, that you will never ever get lost, and Shlomo HaMelech will. What happened? Shlomo HaMelech went down. There's a lot of Avodah Zarah. He bought a lot of Avodah Zarah. Terrible things happened. What was Shlomo HaMelech's mistake? His mistake was that he thought he could outsmart the system. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said LaYarveh LeNoshim, he means LaYarveh, the Yud is him. He, not me, him. He, LaYarveh LeNoshim, him, who's not a Chacham Mikol Adam, who doesn't know the tremendous gifts of Torah that I know, who is able to completely understand Rebbein Shleim, every little intricate idea and of Halacha and Hashkafa, who wrote Shir Ashirim, which is Kodesh Kodoshim, who had a relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, LaYarveh, Yarveh is him, he is that king, not me. It's like the Kotzker says, what does a person say? A person says, Ezo Oshi Hasmech Bechelkoi. Yeah? Who's Oshi Hasmech with his chelik? If they have his chelik, I'll be very happy. Hasmech Bechelkoi. So, Layar Beloi is him, not me. Shlomo HaMelech. So the little Yud came along and said, he's darshening it wrong, Rabbi Yisrael. The Yarbe, the Yud, it's him. And Shlomo HaMelech, the Chochem Kol Adam, made a big mistake. Nobody is exempt. That's what Shimon Shvab says. I want to bring you a very cute story that Shimon Shvab says, which is. He said the Rav Patel of the day, they arrived in America in December of 1936. A few hours after he got off the boat, he boarded a trolley in New York City. I think a trolley is a tram. I don't think a trolley is like a shopping trolley. Yeah. No. So he boarded a trolley in New York City. In Europe, bus or train passengers would take a seat and wait for the conductor to come through to collect the fare. The Rav did not know that in New York he was supposed to pay as soon as he boarded the vehicle. He took a seat and waited. The driver looked in his mirror at Rav Shalman and said, Mister, you forgot to pay. The Rav, not knowing who he was referring to or exactly what he was saying, did not respond. The driver repeated himself, Sir, you forgot to put your nickel in the box. Still the Rav paid no attention. After waiting another moment, during which all the passengers turned to stare at the Rav, the driver turned around and pointed at him. "Hey, mister, I mean you!" In great embarrassment, the Rav got up, paid the driver, and took his seat again. Feeling great shame, he alighted at the next stop and waited for the next bus, not knowing exactly what to do. Rav Schwab took a Musa Haskel from this. Whenever we learn something in the Torah, a halach in Shulchan Aruch, or read a statement in Chazal, we should not think it is referring to somebody else. We should remember that the bus driver, Hashem, is pointing at us and saying, "Hey, mister, I mean you." Yeah? We mean you. Shema Melech, it means him as well. The Yetzer Hara has an ability, he has an entire monopoly. The way the Yetzer Hara runs, how he's able, he's a genius. He's not a ksil, he makes us look like a ksil. He changes and manipulates the situation. The Chofetz Chaim says, if you look in the Pasuk says, Rak layar beloy susim. Rak layar beloy susim. We shouldn't have too many susim, which means horses, in plural. But layoshivis on the tzvim, a man harbois sus. Then he goes into singular. Why does it go from susim to sus? From plural into singular. So he says, originally the Yetzer Hara has to entice you with a lot. I'm telling you, it's worth your while. He has to really pay you off well. It's susim. Once he has it in your hands, it takes very little to make you do a chet after that. It's sus. Yeah, even a little sus with a little nickel here and a dime there, he'll be able to get you to do that various. It's yarbele susim and then to sus. There's one vot I saw from the Maggid of Helm, which is a very, very powerful thing. He says, when David HaMelech was Nifter, he says, the apostle brings a Perik Zayin, apostle Chof, he says, Levolti Ram Mavovi Me'echov, Levolti Surum and Amitzri Yomin and Smoil. That the Kohen Gadol, the Melech, has to have the Sefer Torah, which is constantly by him, in order that he should not lose the Torah. So he brings down that when David HaMelech was Nifter, it's brought down the Haftorah Parshas Vayechi. He says, Vayikrivu Yemei David Lomus. David is going to die soon. Vayitzav Shlomo Benoi Lemo. And he commanded his son Shlomo, saying, Anoichi Hoylech Vederach Kol Ha'aretz. I'm going the way all men go. Vachazakto Vayisol Ish. And become strong and be a man. So the correct question is, what's Vayitzav Shlomo? He commanded Shlomo, saying, I'm telling you, I'm going like everybody else is going, and be a man. Why does it have to say the first pasuk? The tzav can be the exacta liyis leish, be a man. But what's pshat? By itself, he commanded him, saying, "I am going derech kol adam." So the teretz is in this week's parasha as well. It's brought down that when the son of the Meshuach Mulchama, when the kohen who was in charge of Mulchama went and warned people before they went out to Mulchama. In Perek Chof, there are all different ways of getting out of the war. Yeah? And he said, V'dibra ha'shoitrim al'om le'ma mi'esha shabonabayis chodosh, who built a new house, v'loi chanochoi, and he did not live in it, yelech v'yosha l'beisoi, return home, perhaps pen yomus will come, and perhaps he'll die in the war. V'ish acher yicham chenu, and somebody else will live in that house. Says Rashi, V'dibra al'agmas nefesh uzeh, and this is something that is sad. Rabbi say, you're talking about somebody who's standing against a mighty army, sometimes much more numerous than Klal Yisrael, much more powerful than Klal Yisrael, and you're dealing here and you're telling him Rabbi Yisrael is standing up to war, and then he tells him anyone who has a house that it was built and somebody else may live in that house, says Rashi, oh, that's very sad, and that's what's Agmas Nefesh. He's about to be killed, that's Agmas Nefesh, that's something you've got to be worried about. Says the Svasemes that when a person is standing about to go to war, where everything, his life and death, are in the balance, and what is he worrying about? He's worrying about his home, what's going to be with his panosa, what's going to be with his house that he invested in, what's going to be with his vineyard, and not worried about doing tshuva at that moment, says Rashi, yeah? That is very sad. Bit of a chassidus shavot. But Domash Agmas Nefesh is there. That's Agmas Nefesh. That is something that's very sad. It's very sad that when we're standing before Rabbeinu Shleilam on Yom HaDin in a month's time, that we don't have the feel of knowing what we're standing against. Domash Agmas Nefesh is there. That the people in the Elul used to, what the Elul was like. Today we're in a different generation. We're not living in Kelm, and we're not. But the Maisa, we can take these lessons of the Yetzer Hara to know that Yetzer Hara can affect anybody at any time, We have to shoftim mishoyte titin lechobel chol sharecha. We got to work in shoftim mishoyte. Just finish off the Shem Shmuel. He says that the Melech is warned of three things: leyabel leynoshim, leyabel leisusim, or leyabel lekesev azov. He says kesev azov is relevant to.
Give me a second.
Kesev azov is a seichel. Gold and silver can completely make a person crazy. Yeah. He says the susim is a nefesh, is a gaiver. Yeah. Big extent is a gaiver, the nefesh, and the isha is a guf, is a taiva. So therefore, he says, a melech, we are melech over our neshama, we are the moishel, we are able to rule over ourselves, as long as we are warned about three things: being careful of our seichel, our nefesh, and our guf.